the Journeyman Hour with JTP Theatre's latest short theatre podcast, a powerful dramatic monologue called Do You Want to Know a Secret? Written by Tony DeMail and published by Café Lit. This short drama features the multi-award-winning Sarah Wiggins, who's with us now for a quick chat. Welcome, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking me. Sarah, I mentioned you've won a lot of awards. Four-time Best Actress Award in festival competitions with JTP Theatre, as well as the Rose Bowl Award for your role in The Welkin with Cotswold Players. Tell us how that feels when your performances are recognised that way.
It's a little bit surreal, really. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time now. And, you know, every time you perform, you just kind of want to focus on the story, tell the story to your best ability and connect with your audience. So to kind of receive such a lot of kind of positive feedback in quite a short period of time, it's been really overwhelming, really. But I feel really lucky because I've been embraced with groups who are just producing fantastic theatre at the moment. And I've been really fortunate to have been offered some really interesting and really exciting roles. And it's just lovely to know that you have touched people in a special way so that they feel that you're worth giving those awards to. It's the cherry on top of the cake. It is really special.
Tell us what brought you to acting in the first place.
When I was three, I started dancing, and I just loved performing. I think there's something really special about the whole kind of performance experience. Like, as a child, I loved the makeup, the costume, you know, all the rehearsals, you know, the excitement in the rehearsal room or backstage, and then being on stage, I just loved it. And then I always sang. And then I had an amazing teacher at primary school called Paul Hemmings. And he started to put on plays at the primary school, and I was given the part of Veruca Salt in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And it was just magical. I can't even explain it. There's something really special about reaching out and connecting with people and kind of that relationship that you then have with your audience. And then I was hooked. That was it. I just couldn't stop.
A star was born. I guess some roles are tougher than others, though. What would you say was your toughest role and why?
I really love this question because it gave me an opportunity to really kind of reflect back on kind of the roles that I've performed. And I think every role truly has, you know, some challenge to it, whether it might be vocal, it might be physical, it might be an emotional challenge, it might just be sheer volume of lines. It may even be that actually you are on stage and you are trying to stay in the moment when you have no lines to speak whatsoever. But in helping me to kind of think about which role it might have been, I guess I kind of reflected on the genre that I find the most challenging. And I would say that the genre I find most challenging is actually comedy. Like, I think people kind of poo-poo comedy, there's a little bit of snobbery around it, but actually technically it's extremely difficult.
Sure.
And so then reflecting on sort of the comedy roles that I've had, I would probably say that my toughest role has been the role of Alice in a play called The Secret Lives of Henry and Alice by a playwright called David Tristram. And that was challenging on lots of different levels. First of all, it was a full-length play with just two people. So you've just got two people on stage trying to make everybody laugh for 2.5 hours. And not only that, but you're not just playing one role within that play. So the play is about this bored middle-aged couple who have these fantasies about other people. So throughout the play, you and your partner are sort of weaving in and out of playing the married person and then playing the fantasy that their other person is fantasizing about. And not only that, but actually David Tristram's writing is really clever, really fast paced. You know, there are sections of script where it's literally like each line is a gag, and each gag has to land. The audience have to laugh. You have to know when to come in on that laugh in order to keep the pace up. And then there's kind of like this peak gag. And so, yeah, I mean, I think his writing is fantastic, but yeah, that role was definitely very challenging. It was amazing, but really challenging.
So comedy is the toughest thing to do then.
Yeah.
What about your favourite role? What would that be?
This is another really hard one because I have been really fortunate and I have played some really blinding roles. But I think in kind of considering the answer to this one, I think I would have to say Lizzie from The Welkin. And I think that she was special on, you know, several levels. Firstly, she was special because it is really, really rare to spend an entire play on stage with 12 other women.
Sure.
And the rehearsal process was just so amazing. We created such a special bond with one another. That has kind of, that process has kind of resided in my soul. Like, it's a really special time. We're still really close. But also the role of Lizzie. So The Welkin was produced by the National Theatre. It came out literally 2 weeks before COVID hit. So, you know, you can play these amazing roles, but like Maria and the Sound of Music. So Maria belongs to Julie Andrews, doesn't she? You know, she's the iconic person that you associate with that role. You know, I've just played Amanda in Private Lives. And there's been a whole lineage of astonishing actresses who've played that role. But because Lizzie was kind of taken off the stage after such a brief period, she kind of remains mine. So there's kind of a special place in my heart for her.
For lots of other people, because that's where you won your Rose Bowl. How do you go about preparing for a part and producing these award-winning performances then?
It has to start with the script. So before I even audition for a role, obviously I will read the script and I have to feel a connection with a character. I've sort of learned over the years that actually trying to take on a role that you don't really feel a connection with, it's not a very comfortable process. So start with the script, start with the character, start with feeling that connection, because then you're going to create something authentic. You're going to create something really sincere, really honest.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, then, you know, you go into the rehearsal room and you're not then just thinking about kind of what you're bringing to your character, but then also kind of the director's feelings about your character, and also just working within that dynamic within the rehearsal room and everybody else, and then kind of adapting to that, but always returning to the script, I think is just really important. And if it's an historical play, then obviously, you know, you need to do research on the subject. But the script is, for me, the kind of Bible, if you like.
Really interesting. Well, we're going to hear you perform again, taking you back to drama, not comedy, but taking you back to drama. So thanks for talking to us. And here it is. Do you want to know a secret?
Shocked. Did you think people like me couldn't be killers? Maybe when I asked, do you want to know a secret, the last thing you thought I'd tell you was that I killed him. I imagine you see me as more a victim than aggressor. Weak. Having it in me. Actually, that would have been a good assessment of me. Until the day I took his life. But I'm not the evil one. He had preyed on me from when I was very young. Use my naivety, my fear of consequences. Some real, but so many invented to keep me weak. He'd made me keep a secret I could never tell because of the damage it would do. He'd said my mother wouldn't believe me. No one would ever look at me the same way again. I believed some wouldn't look at me at all. So, in the end, that's why I did it. It's odd, isn't it? I tell you that don't worry at all how people will judge me. I will never be able to tell anyone all that he did to me, because I know I couldn't take the judgment that would follow. They'd say, it must be lies. Him? He was such a lovely man. You see, he didn't just groom me. Who do you think is worst? Him or me? Yes, I took his life, but he really had already taken mine. I know I'm still breathing and he isn't, but he stole my childhood. He made me an adult, unable to form or keep relationships. He trapped me in a past with no future. But even though he tortured me, when I killed him, I didn't make him suffer. What he did to me was slow, dirty, and I felt it all. I still do. I believe I always will. What I did was quick. It was clean. He can't have felt a thing, so which of us is worst? I can see you're not sure. Well, I am, and I should have done it earlier. For so long, I thought that life couldn't be different, that he could do as he pleased to me, and there wouldn't be anything that I could do to stop him. I never dreamed there could be a breaking point. There could come a day when I would reach mine. The day dawned when I knew it couldn't go on. It had to stop. He had to die. I don't read your face. I don't know if you pity me or if I disgust you. I don't know if you're glad I told you I killed him or if you wish it was something you hadn't heard, but you understand it's a secret I couldn't keep, don't you? And it's not guilt or remorse that made me tell you. I just couldn't carry a second secret. The load would be too great. I've carried too much for too long.
You've been listening to Do You Want to Know a Secret, performed by the talented Sarah Wiggins, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow JGP Theatre on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio. Your choice, your voice.